Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk to you guys about the week of December 1st through December 8th. Yay, we're into the last month of the year. And I have to say that we are starting this month out with a bang. I called this show the hot and passionate or sexy or motivated, I don't know, Mars-focused week. And that is because we have more active energy with Mars than we have had in some time. And as it is moving through the sign of Aquarius, which has to do with our personal aspirations for our life and all the social connections that we make, things that we do with our friends, things that we do online, within groups, at events and gatherings, what we do that is charitable or in the name of a cause. It rules astrology. It rules, you know, our freedom and our original ideas and inventions. So with Mars so active in this week ahead, if we think about the time that it is going to stay in this sign, it's going to be there till the 19th of this month, but this is the week where it's actually doing what it's going to do. So that means this is the week you're going to be doing what you're going to be doing. So you want to think about those themes. And you want to think about how you can motivate, or if you, let's say you're single and you're looking for love, well, then, you know, all these social arenas where the passion is going to play out, it would be a good time to get yourself out there. If you're trying to get your website updated, or you really want to join a group or get your group name out there more, or you want to, you know, pursue something with friends or whatever this might be, or maybe it's about your own dreams and aspirations, well, this is it. And so, kind of starting on that energy for this week ahead, I want to give you guys the breakdown. You're not going to believe how busy this is. First of all, today we had Mars trining Jupiter. And that is actually, I'm bringing it up even though it's already happened today, for this is for December 1st, because it's not actually, you know, perfecting until about 12:46 p.m. after I'm off the radio show. Excuse me. So, you know, we're still in the throes of that for you guys who are listening live. And here's the thing. This combination is incredibly lucky for motivating and taking action because it involves Jupiter in Libra, which means there's something expansive here that we can move forward with involving partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys. Or, you know, how we deal with the competition, you know, any of those one-on-one scenarios. Again, if you're taking action by going out to, you know, events or parties or getting online, then you can, you know, pursue something big here that'll connect you with those clients or partners, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a really big day to set things in motion or to at least take that first baby step in your own mind and write it up, do something, you know, to start moving towards what it is you want with this. Then between Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd of December, Mars is going to make an opportunity alignment to Saturn. This is also a very favorable alignment and very active. Again, get busy. Get busy with your friends, your groups, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or gatherings or your personal aspirations or original ideas. With the connection to Saturn, the door is open to cementing something that has to do with legal needs, travel plans, people at a distance, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, educational pursuits, weddings, religious interests, political interests. So, you know, think Saturn is, you know, Mr. Stern Taskmaster, right? But in a good alignment like this, he really is going to try to help you cement something that is best for you at this point through the actions that you take. So this may mean that you will cement something long term. It may mean there's a favorable ending because something better is going to come along. It may mean that it's going to help you tackle the responsibilities or get ambitious or deal with authority figures in the mix. So Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, more is going on here. Then between Sunday and Monday, the 4th and 5th, we have a Moon-Mars conjunction. So, you know, this is not Mars applying to another energy. This is the Moon coming and sitting with Mars at that degree on those days. So it will just kind of emotionally ground everybody Sunday, Monday, and help us continue onward with the things that we really started to get active about, motivated about, and help us continue that theme. So again, all the same, you know, subject matter continues on, and you're just kind of emotionally coming together with it. And then on Tuesday, the 6th, Mars makes an opportunity alignment to the planet Uranus. Excuse me. So, you know, this again, Uranus is in our kind of physicality, our ego, our name, our title, our brand, our image, our body arena, right? And so this is going to help you open a door with what you're doing with the friends, the groups, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, the aspirations, the original projects, by throwing yourself in the mix in some new, unusual, different kind of way, introducing new ideas, coming at it from a different direction, being spontaneous, and again, opportune. So literally, you know, from Thursday through Tuesday, every single moment is accounted for with activity here that is opening the door for everybody. So you want to be proactive and work with this energy and see where it can take you. Again, these are the last days that Mars is active in this sign, although it will continue on through the sign all the way up through the 19th. So these days really count to get that ball rolling. Also, when I included, when we're talking about the days Friday and Saturday, the second and third, when it applies to that Saturn energy in the opportune alignment, remember that's where our new moon is. And we still have new moon momentum going. I mean, we're only a few days into this. The new moon started on November 29th. And it goes all the way till December 13th. But in the first 2 days of that, we were caught up in the web of fogginess and confusion and deception and karmic, you know, ramifications and self-sabotaging moments and things like that. And it was a funk and a fog, and there was probably some releasing to do or some blockages to overcome one way or the other. And we're finally free and clear of that as of now, the first, and moving forward. So we really should be able to see some things start to pick up in the direction we're meant to go with all of this. So that's our Mars energy. And really, you know, I should say in this week ahead, it's really pretty spectacular that it is all about the personal planetary energy, meaning that it is a very busy week for each one of us individually. There are things in our day-to-day life that are going to keep us on our toes moving forward. It's not like the big outer events as much as it is, you know, our day-to-day stuff really getting kicked up to the next gear. So Mars is this activator, and those are your big key days and what you can achieve there. Secondly, we have Mercury. Mercury is going to change signs on Friday the 2nd. And Mercury is going to move into Capricorn. So, you know, wherever Mercury goes, we start to turn our thoughts in that direction. Capricorn is the sign of getting serious about the direction our life is taking and what we're doing with our career or our big life goals. Also involves thinking about those higher up people that are part of our life, could be a parent, could be a boss, could be a director, teacher, mentor, judge, you know, anybody like that. And so having Mercury move into this sign is going to start to get us thinking about, you know, what we want to achieve. And it is going to open up the communications for us there in the weeks ahead. It is going to be time to get in there and talk about things, sign agreements, make sales, write things up, interview, you know, make decisions more or less. But the thing that makes this a little bit more impactful is we are seeing this move in on the 2nd. But then on the 19th, Mercury is going to retrograde and then will retrograde until January 8th. So we've you know, officially entered into the shadow of the Mercury retrograde. And it's anything that we are starting to think about as far as our career or our personal goals or what's going on with those higher up authority type people, there is some revisioning still to happen in these areas of our life. There is a do-over coming up with all of this. And so, you know, keep it in mind. And do your best to be as clear as you can. You know, sometimes even being armed with all this information, there is still, you know, you're still going to have to deal with it, right? So you want to be really careful about the people are understanding you and you're understanding them, and look for mix-ups, you know, with data and things like that. Be careful about mechanical things breaking down, any of that kind of thing. So, you know, we're starting to get into it slightly as Mercury moves into this arena. But regardless, even if you are lucky and you don't have a lot of planets activated in this part of the sky, you will be going back over this terrain once Mercury starts to retrograde on the 19th. So, you know, pace yourself. It's not a race with this one. And then thirdly, in our week ahead, we have Venus moving into Aquarius on the 7th, on Wednesday the 7th. And Venus is going to tour here until January 3rd. So Venus is kind of like coming along and saying, "Hey Mars, hey babe, I'm going to journey through here with you for a little while." And so Venus coming into this field of friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and aspirations and original ideas and freedom and all of this really is going to help smooth some things out, help you attract the love in the mix, or help you attract the income flow through what you're doing. It can help you attract beauty scenarios, you know, maybe if you're trying to buy or sell art, or you're trying to, you know, beautify your space or your face or whatever it is, whatever the beauty theme might be. And it also may bring some women on board who are beneficial to whatever it is you're doing. Venus is definitely supposed to be helping us with what's going on in that arena. So this kicks in on the 7th forward. So that's our overview. Okay, I told you guys it's a really crazy busy week with a lot of really great stuff going on. So starting with Aries, Mars is your ruler. So Aries feels this, you know, kind of physically, kind of personally. And, you know, being caught up in the swamp of the Neptune energy over the past few days, this should feel really good coming out of this for Aries. This is your personal energy getting ready to make a lot of great aspects. So things should be feeling optimistic, and you should be able to take action in this week ahead towards the things you aspire to. And you definitely, Aries, want to involve friends or reach out to associates or do things in groups or get online and pour a lot of energy there. You know, follow or get interested in your astrology, get into your charities, socially network and attend parties and events and anything that you can do to connect with other people and to pursue what it is that you want. This week favors you guys so big time. The first aligns favorably with clients and partners and specialists and agents and attorneys and key one-on-one scenarios like that. So the things you set in motion now, or you plan, or you accept the invitation to, can kind of lock it in with those people. Friday, Saturday, the connection is to that new moon energy, which means the door then opens through all these social and aspirational, you know, actions you take. Connecting to travel or legal or educational or media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political themes. And that has a lot of forward momentum behind it and can get serious and help you cement something. Sunday, Monday, lots of just emotionally charged fresh start energy with the social sphere again, with what you do with friends and groups and online and with your personal aspirations, etc. Very nice positive combination there. And then on Tuesday the 6th, that Mars-Uranus opportunity alignment. This is really quite the day for Aries because Mars is your ruler. And Uranus is in your sign, and they're connecting with each other in this really opportune open door manner, which should favor you, Aries. So you want to be spontaneous on Tuesday. You want to introduce your own original thoughts and ideas. You want to present yourself in some new, interesting way. You know, be in the moment and definitely say yes to what you can that is social or is in line with your aspirations. Mercury moving into Capricorn on the 2nd for Aries is going to start to set the tone for the upcoming Mercury retrograde. And so you really want to start thinking about what you want to, you know, decide or any meetings or talks you need to have or agreements you need to go over or sales you need to focus on or interviews or auditions or offers or decisions that are about your career or are about your personal goals or have to do with those authority figures, bosses and parents and judges and mentors, etc. So, you know, pay attention to really what perks up here starting on the 2nd, what your mind is turning to, and just realize some of the information you're getting or some of the choices you're making, you're going to be going back over them the second half of the month, so take your time with it. And with Venus moving into Aquarius on Wednesday the 7th, this is going to really set the stage for the rest of the month with Venus here. Aries, this is going to favor you with women, you know, women friends or women that you're doing something with online or with the cause or the charity or the group activity. You know, this is going to help you make money through social networking or events or, you know, the internet or groups or friends or associates or astrology or charities. It's going to help you with love in those areas. And any beauty themes that you want to pursue, be, you know, if you want to put up a beauty website, this would be the time, you know. You want to get online and order beauty products, you know. Although, you know, with Mercury retrograde coming up for all signs, we want to be careful about, you know, ordering anything too close to the retrograde and get save receipts if you do. So, for Taurus. Taurus, the Mars energy that is so active in this week ahead is just like lighting a fire under your ability to achieve. I would just say, Taurus, you know, this is about really taking actions, being passionate about going after big personal goals, about pursuing career interests, and about really reaching out and doing something with or about or for those authority figures who are in the mix. You know, every single day practically in this week ahead is going to give you the opportunity to open that door and walk through it and take things a little bit further. The Thursday, the 1st, you know, it can help you expand work opportunities, something you're doing with coworkers or hired help, something you're doing with paperwork, or it can turn the focus onto something growth-oriented with health or animal interests in the mix. Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, it can really help you cement something that is financial, or it can help you in the sexual or divorce arena, cementing something. Sunday and Monday, it is the emotional kind of, you know, kick in the pants forward. Also a really good aspect about helping you, again, just get into your groove when it comes to career goals and authority figures. And then Tuesday the 6th, that spontaneous Uranus energy can bring some kind of wild card into play in an opportune alignment, again, towards goals, career, or authority figures. This stemming from some kind of artistic pursuit, romantic liaison, a spiritual practice, healing or hospital or dealing with addictions or through research and strategies and what you're doing behind the scenes. So expect something kind of cool to pop up on that day in one of those areas. But all these days, you know, do your best to go for what you want to go for in those arenas. Mercury moving into Capricorn for Taurus on Friday the 2nd. Going to be there for quite a while because of the upcoming retrograde. So you're going to start to think about and get into talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and short, all those Mercury themes focused on the 9th house higher mind. So for Taurus, you know, this is going to be really getting in there about legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, weddings, religion, politics, any of the expansive, you know, higher mind topics. And so whatever you're starting to think about or talk about or look at agreements about, et cetera, just realize that this will then kind of slow down around the 19th, and then you'll be going back over this territory in some way. And take your time with it. Make sure you're, you know, getting every bit of the details correct. Venus moving into Aquarius on the 7th for Taurus. She's going to be there then the rest of the month, and this is going to start to bring women on board who can help with the career or the personal goal or the as the authority figure who's benefiting you in some way. Or Venus in this position for the rest of the month can help you with the money flow or help you with love if that's the goal, or help you with beauty themes if that's the goal. So, you know, expect things to start to get even better from the 7th onward in those areas. For Gemini, all this Mars energy at the beginning of the week is going to be in that higher-minded arena for you guys. Now, this is exceptionally opportunistic for you guys to take action regarding any legal matters, any travel plans, educational pursuits, whether that's taking a class or getting trained or teaching yourself, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, politics. So this is active, 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 active with lots of positive alignments. On Thursday the 1st, the action you take in any of those directions can help expand your world through creativity and creative projects, through what you do in the name of love, what you do with or for children, or what you do recreationally. Friday and Saturday, the cementing energy with Saturn is opportune to those themes and can bring you into alignment with a partner or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or how you're dealing with the competition. And again, that's your new moon energy, you know, pushing forward there. So you want to connect with people and figure out ways, you know, that you can cement things long-term or get ambitious in these areas. Sunday, Monday, the 4th and 5th, is the emotional conjunction with Mars. So, you know, you should be all fired up with all the activity and the motivation that you are seeing things happen with these legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. Should be strong days for you. And Tuesday the 6th, as Mars again activates, now it is connecting with that wild card Uranus, and this brings in something surprising involving a friend or your group activities or the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your personal aspirations, or original ideas. So kind of dive in as you can there. Excuse me. As far as Mercury moving into Capricorn on Friday the 2nd, Gemini, this is kind of the powerhouse. So you're going to be moving ahead, and then you're going to be going back over this territory. And then when the retrograde is over on January 8th, you'll be moving ahead with it again. So you want to take your time here. But you're going to start thinking about and getting into talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, whatever, making decisions about A, big financial topics. So it may be the time to really figure out what you're doing with your insurance or your taxes or your loans or your settlements or investments or alimony or child support or commissions or bankruptcy or inheritance or, you know, whatever that big financial theme is. B, it can be about your sex life. It could be about reproductive needs as well with that. C could be about divorce. D could be about mortality issues, somebody's passing and how you're dealing with that. And E, it could be about third-party scenarios. So in any of these situations, you know, there could be somebody kind of pulling back during this time to give you the space to figure this out. There could be somebody from the past coming back around as you're figuring this out. So you just kind of pay attention to how this is going and walk your way through it with, you know, being conscious that there is going to be a retrograde around these themes. Venus is moving into Aquarius on the 7th, on Wednesday the 7th, and it'll be there the rest of the month. And so she's going to start to lend her good, groovy, attractive smoothing out of things into that higher-minded arena for the rest of the month. This should help you as far as the enjoyment level and the ability to attract the right women or the love or the money flow or the beauty themes to that legal matter or travel plans or media marketing, broadcasting or educational pursuits or wedding or religion or political theme. So, you know, look for things to start to go your way from the 7th onward there. For Cancer, Mars is very active in this first 6 days of the month. And about the powerhouse, that power 8th house. Excuse me. So, Cancer, this means that during these days, you are either going to be, you know, very motivated and able to really make some things happen in one of those big financial realms with the loan, with the inheritance, with the bankruptcy, with the insurance or taxes or investments or settlements or alimony or child support or commissions or partner's money. Or you're going to be very active in a sexual way or about your reproductive needs, about the divorce or the third party scenario or the mortality issues. And so on Thursday the 1st, there is kind of this harmonic with something growth oriented in one of those ways, connecting with the home or the family, or something there at the root of the chart, like with roommates or moves or renovations or real estate deals, parents, etc. Friday and Saturday, the opportunity is to that new moon energy connected with one of those big financial themes or your sex life or your divorce or the mortality issue or third party scenario. So that really means that there is something locking in here in a work scenario or with a health situation, with the pets, with paperwork, with coworkers or hired help. On Sunday and Monday, it is just about an emotional strength of action on those days that kind of brings what you're doing and your heart together, and you should feel like you're really seeing some results and feeling like pushing ahead with those powerhouse arenas. And then on Tuesday, Mars, again, pushing you forward with the finances, the sex, the reproduction, the divorce, the mortality issue, or third-party scenario. But now we have that wild card energy in the mix, which means there can be something that really takes you in a new direction or helps you open up a new door that you weren't expecting, involving the goal you have or how this impacts your career or with what's going on with an authority figure in the mix. So, you know, all of this looks open and in positive forward flow for you. Mercury moving into Capricorn on Friday the 2nd will start to give you an idea of, you know, what the Mercury retrograde is going to be about. So you are going to start to think about and talk with and meet and sign agreements or look at agreements or sales or writing or interviews or decisions involving relationships. That's what it's going to be about for Cancer. So you guys, this is really going to be about, you know, getting in there with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents. And what you start to think about or talk about or decide in these first few weeks, well, then by the 19th, and as Mercury retrogrades, you'll be going back over it. You may see someone pull away then, or you may see people from the past coming back around, or you might be getting a do-over to fix something in one of those arenas. So that's, you know, pay attention to who's around and what you're dealing with there. And take your time with it because it is going to take a while to play out. And Venus moving into Aquarius on the 7th, she's going to be there the whole rest of the week. She's going to, or the rest of the month, she's going to help to really start to smooth things out and attract the good stuff when it comes to those big financial or sexual or reproductive or divorce or mortality or third party scenarios. So a woman might be significant. There may be a lot more love flowing in around these topics. There might be income scenarios that work out for you through that, or there might be beauty themes in the mix. For Leo, Mars is totally stimulating lots of motivation and passion and activity in the next 6 days, all about relationships for you guys. So you haven't had this in quite a while. You're not going to have it again like this for a while. So I would really urge Leos to get in there and do what you need to do with or about or for those partners that can be romantic partners or business partners, for clients, with specialists, with agents and attorneys and the competition and opponents. You know, keep it out of the anger side. You're going to deal with opponents. But Mars here can definitely help you motivate and make things happen. So on Thursday the 1st, it has to do with the thoughts and ideas you're coming up with, or it has to do with the talks and meetings, news, offers, agreements, sales, writing, decisions you're making. So you really want to focus on who and what and get on that today. On the 2nd and 3rd, there is an opportunity involving these key people and either a creative project, the kids, your love life or lover, or something recreational. And so, again, you want to take action with these people, these key people, to really open the door to cement something in a solid way in one of those arenas. Then Sunday and Monday, the 4th and 5th, we have that emotional conjunction, which really means you're kind of feeling solidly in your emotion about what it is you're doing with or about this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. And then on Tuesday the 6th, we have that wild card energy. Again, Mars is giving you the ability to take action and express your passions about things with these people. But the Uranus wild card means that there can be something tossed into the mix here that opens a door through legal channels, educational pursuits, travel plans, or with people at a distance, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, weddings, religion, or politics. So there's your Mars energy. When we're talking about Mercury going into Capricorn on the 2nd for Leo, this means that you're going to start to think more and get into more talks and agreements and meetings and sales and interviews focused on your job, focused on the paperwork you're tackling, focused on those coworkers or hired help, and then also focused on health scenarios and anything to do with animals. And this is really going to take up the whole rest of the month, because you're going to start to get, you know, make these decisions and get into these talks and move forward with this. And then by the 19th, that retrograde is going to slow things down, and then you're going to be going back over things, you know, and at that point you might see something pulling away or ending, or you might see something from the past coming back around, lots of people returning from the past to give it another shot here at something. Or you might just be, you know, reworking a work project, or getting yourself back healthy and fit during that retrograde, you know, period or something like that. So, you know, pay attention to what you're starting to hear about or think about or talk about as this moves in on the 2nd, because you'll be playing with this for some time. And then as Venus enters into Aquarius on the 7th, stays there the rest of the month, she is going to really help you start to attract the good stuff and smooth out the rough edges with those partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents. And Venus here can help you with the love in the scenario, help you with the income flow. So if you need to go after that, you want to kind of tackle it from the 7th onward. It can help you with beauty themes or the women in the mix. So there you have it for Virgo. Virgo, Mars is very active in these first 6 days of the week, and it's going to be motivating the Virgos to really dive in there and do something regarding a health scenario or regarding a job or work that you're doing, you know, somewhere else around the home or something. It can help you motivate about getting something taken care of with paperwork or hired help or coworkers. It can be about organizing or cleaning as well. And so just a lot of opportunity here to really motivate and make things happen. On Thursday the 1st, this aligns favorably with what you're doing with your possessions or gifts or purchases or income scenario in the mix. On Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, it is helping cement something involving family or roommates or parents or something going on with your home, a real estate deal, a move or renovation. On Sunday and Monday, the 4th and 5th, it is really kind of bringing the emotions into the same territory with the activity and helping you bring it all together, the heart and the actions all together. And then on Tuesday the 6th, again, moving you forward into a lot of activity with the work you're doing, the health scenario, the animals, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the organizing. But now there is this wild card that opens a door to some kind of shared or outside financial scenario. Could be involving a loan or the debt or an inheritance or a bankruptcy or the insurance or taxes or investments or settlements or partner's money or alimony, any kind of big financial theme. Or it is bringing in something into the mix involving your sex life, a reproductive scenario, a mortality issue, or divorce, or third-party situation. So there's your Mars energy in this week ahead. Mercury is moving into Capricorn on Friday the 2nd and will be there the rest of the month and for a while into January because of the Mercury retrograde that starts on the 19th. So as it moves in on the 2nd for Virgo, you know, this is going to get you in there talking with and thinking about and meeting with and making decisions involving your lover, involving children, involving creative projects or anything recreational. So as you're turning your thoughts to these things and you're making choices, just realize this is a longer story than you may think, that you're going to be moving this stuff forward. And then around the 19th, you know, things are going to slow down and reverse, or you're going to be, you know, you may have somebody exiting the scenario, or you might have somebody from the past returning, or you might be, you know, going back and redoing some decision you made or something you've written or decided on or agreed upon, I should say, when it comes to lovers and kids and creativity and fun. And then Venus moving into Aquarius on the 7th, you know, she is then really going to help to start to bring in the things that are going to make it easier, smoothing things out, attracting what you need via the love or the money flow or the women or the beauty themes focused on that health scenario or the animals or the work situation or the paperwork or the hired help or coworkers. So that will be then with you for the rest of the month. For Libra, excuse me, I know that cough is so annoying. Libra, Mars is about to really get you guys active, passionate, motivated, help you really make things happen like you haven't been able to for a while in these next 6 days, like big time, when it comes to diving in and doing something about a creative project or doing something recreationally, or doing something for or with kids, or doing something in the pursuit of love or with lovers. So love, kids, creativity, and fun. This is where it's at for you guys. And, you know, Thursday the 1st, this aligns with Jupiter in your sign, Libra. So I would really suggest you take a step in the direction. This is definitely favoring some kind of growth opportunity for you guys through at least one of those arenas. If you're proactive about doing something about, you know, that creative talent of yours or that recreational fun need that you have to go express yourself or the kids or the love life. On Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, this is going to help you cement something through a talk or meeting, through an agreement or the sales or the writing or the interviews or the offers or the decisions. Also could, for Libra, involve getting out there into short trips or local activities that really kind of helps you connect with that love or the fun or the creativity or the kids. So, you know, say yes. And then on Sunday, Monday, the emotional glue comes together around all this stuff for you, and you should be feeling like you're really in your flow with this stuff. And by Tuesday the 6th, we have that wild card energy attached to what you're doing with the creative venture or the fun or the kids or the lover or the pursuit of love. And the wild card energy is in the relationship zone, Libra. So, I mean, it really, this is great. This means that, you know, there can be something you weren't expecting coming through with the clients or the specialist or the agent or attorney or the romantic partner or business partner. So whoever that, you know, key individual is, you know, be proactive about what you're doing here. Mercury, well, I'm going to start to just add Venus here because it comes the very next day. I should have written this in this order. Venus then moves into this area on the 7th and will be there for the rest of the month. So Venus in this area of true love and kids and creativity and fun for the rest of the month is definitely going to amplify your ability to attract the love to all of those scenarios, or to attract income to what you're doing creatively or with kids or fun, to see women come into the scenario who can benefit you, or a focus on beauty themes here that is going to go a little bit well. It should help you enjoy yourself no matter what. Mercury moving into Capricorn on Friday the 2nd sets off this trend that is going to start to give you an idea about what the Mercury retrograde is going to be about that starts on the 19th. So, you know, you're going to start to think about or hear news about or get into talks or writing or agreements or sales or any Mercury theme focused on your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or focused on family, roommates, parents. That core root of your life here is what you're going to be putting this energy upon. So if you need to meet with somebody or talk with somebody about something going on here, or renegotiate contracts, or, you know, whatever this might be, start to put some energy in it and realize it's a story that's going to have a few twists and turns, that it's going to slow down around the 19th, that there may be somebody exiting for a little while, or there might be somebody from the past coming back around. There might be a do-over to get something right here, and then you'll be back into forward motion as you're going out of the retrograde on January 8th. For Scorpio. Scorpio, Mars is going to be so active, already is, as of the 1st through the 6th of this month in the week ahead. So you want to do everything you can to work with this energy to make things happen. And for Scorpio, it's focused on what you can do in the home, about your home, with real estate deals, with moves, renovations, with family, with parents, with roommates, your history, you know, anything that is there at the core of your chart. This is really active, positive momentum here. So on the 1st, it links favorably to kind of the development of something you're doing behind the scenes here, or something that really focuses in on the artistry, romance, spirituality, healing, addictions, hospitals, research, or development. On Friday and Saturday, it helps you really start to cement something into what you're doing that involves purchases, products, possessions, gifts, or a personal income. So again, through the action you're taking in the home or about real estate or moves or renovations or family or parents or roommates. On Sunday and Monday, we have that emotional connection with this activity, everything kind of coming together, feeling like you're doing what you need to be doing and you're on the right page here. And then on Tuesday, we have that wild card energy in the mix, which introduces something maybe that you weren't expecting, or something exciting or opportune that ties in with all of this stuff through your work or your coworkers or your hired help or paperwork that needs to be signed or is signed, or through something going on with health or animals in the mix. So there you have it. Then Venus moves into this territory the next day on the 7th, which is Wednesday, and she's going to tour there all the way till January 3rd. So now Venus is going to either help you draw that income in, or draw the women in who can benefit you, or the love here, or something about beauty in the mix, and help you kind of enjoy yourself more for the rest of the month. Mercury moving into Capricorn for Scorpio on the 2nd, really going to start to set the tone for the upcoming Mercury retrograde that starts on the 19th. So since it is in your communication zone, Scorpio, this is definitely going to be one of those months where you're probably going to be hearing from or running into a lot of people from the past. Maybe old ideas coming back around to get a second shot. Maybe some reconnections with brothers or sisters or neighbors, or old issues or opportunities coming back up in those areas. Could also focus in on vehicles or electronics and, you know, a do-over there. So, you know, expect to be really focused on communication in those kind of local environmental arenas. And I would say that you're going to get a big clue as to what this is probably going to be about as this kicks in on Friday. Pay attention and just take your time with it because it's got some twists and turns coming up. For Sagittarius, Mars is active in this week ahead, like you haven't had it for a while, in that communication realm. So, Sag, this is the time to be proactive and really passionately express yourself and go after those talks and meetings and interviews and auditions. Pursue the writing, pursue the agreements and the sales. Get very active about what you want to do with or for or about the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, the short trips and local activities. Just a ton going on here for Sag, a lot of opportune energy here. So on Thursday the 1st, this links favorably to friends or groups or what you do online or with astrology or charities or gatherings. On Friday and Saturday, it links very positively into your sign. So you should be able to cement something. This may just be about a personal goal you have, so you want to get into that talk or meeting or agreement or short trip, etc. Or it might be about you physically, you know, connecting or what's going on with your body or your image or brand or name or title in the mix and making a decision about that or fielding an offer, right? On Sunday and Monday, the emotional energy comes together with the actions that you're taking, and you should feel like you're really in your groove with your communications and your offers and decisions. Oh, gosh, I hope you weren't hearing the music through that whole thing. It just lit up. Sorry. And, you know, by Tuesday the 6th, this is going to open a door to that wild card energy, which can bring in something very favorable for you involving a creative endeavor, the lover or love life, children, or anything recreational. So again, you know, you might get that invitation or you might get out there locally and see something really happen or pick up the phone yourself and, you know, push it out there. Then Venus moves into this territory on Wednesday the 7th and will tour there the rest of the month. And so this is when you start to see things smooth out or the ability to attract even more through your talks and writing and agreements, etc. So Venus here can help you with the income flow in the mix. It can help you with the love in the mix. It can help you with the beauty or the women as you go forward through the rest of the month. And it definitely should make it more enjoyable when you're out there locally or in the short trips or what you're doing with those neighbors or siblings or et cetera, right? Mercury moving into Capricorn on Friday the 2nd is going to start to focus your thoughts on making money, your purchases, your gifts, your possessions and products. So, you know, this is going to be a story that plays out for a while because of the Mercury retrograde on the 19th. So you're going to start to think about and make decisions about, you know, all of this stuff, and then you'll be going back over it or, you know, releasing it or reconnecting with past people over it from the 19th onward. Now, because this is a holiday season and you may be, this part of this is gifts and purchases, and we are going to have a Mercury retrograde here, the Sagittarius probably above the other signs needs to be careful about, you know, losing their presents or losing their receipts or their warranties for their gifts they're giving. So just be very conscious of, you know, trying to buy early and trying to maintain your receipts if you need to return anything. The positive side of this for Sage is it is going to give you a do-over. You might have an old income opportunity come back around, or somebody that you made money with before come back around, or, you know, somebody from the past that you're going to give or receive a gift from, etc. So, yeah, so there you have it for Capricorn. Mars is all about pushing you into positive, active, passionate opportunities in this week ahead to make money or to get out there and do your purchasing or deal with your products or possessions. And so, you know, on Thursday the 1st, this links favorably to something, some big goal you have or with what's going on with the career or the authority figures. On Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, this links favorably with what you're doing through research and development or your plans for a romance or a spiritual practice or healing or hospitals or any kind of creative endeavor that you're involved with. So you can cement something, you know, take it to the next level and get that long-term commitment, or, you know, tackle the ambition there, or find a positive ending if you need to. All of this, remember, associated with what you're doing about your income or purchases or products or possessions. On Sunday and Monday, the 4th and 5th, the emotional energy comes together around what you're doing, the actions or the passion you're feeling about all of this. And so, again, you know, should really hone you in on feeling valued and making purchases and what you're doing with your possessions, your stuff, your gifts, your products, your income. On Tuesday, the 6th, the wild card in the mix, that is opportune, arrives focused on the home, or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So there's something exciting or opening up for you there that aligns favorably with all that Mars energy. And then on Wednesday the 7th, Venus moves into this territory. So Venus is going to start to bring the women on board who can benefit you or help you express or share the love there through gift giving and purchases and income and possessions, or bring just kind of add to the income potential, or bring beauty themes into the mix, and definitely help you kind of enjoy what you're doing more as you move forward through the rest of the month with that. Mercury is moving into your sign, Capricorn, on the 2nd, Friday the 2nd. And, you know, it's going to be there for a while because of the Mercury retrograde that starts on the 19th. So, you know, you're going to start to think about what it is you want for yourself. It is an important time for you to, if you need to talk to somebody about what's going on with your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title, if you need to sign some agreements about any of this stuff, or make a proposal, or pitch an idea, or field an offer, or, you know, just have the talk, you know, then this is the time you're going to start to get in there. And it can just be about personal, you know, goals and desires you have as well. And then realize that around the 19th, we're going to see this either, you know, you're going to feel like changing your mind for a while, or you're going to pull back and go back to something from the past and go back and tackle that. You might have people or coming back around from the past from the 19th onward that will play into you figuring all of this out for yourself. And, you know, so it's kind of your do-over for you personally or physically. And then as you get into January, you're really going to kind of have a better idea about what it is that you want or that you are capable of moving forward with. So there you have it. For Aquarius, Mars is active in your sign, babe. So man, oh man, you know, this is the next 6 days are about what you can do that you really need to do for yourself. Mars is helping you to take action about your own personal needs, what's going on with your body, if there's anything you want to do about your image or brand or name or title or putting your signature on something, then these days are about it for you, and that you can make this stuff happen. So on Thursday the 1st, it aligns very favorably with anything in the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, or political arena. Then on Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, it will help you cement something, opens a door here to friends, to groups, to the internet, to astrology, to charities, to gatherings, to your own sense of freedom, to the reinvention of yourself, to any original ideas or projects, or your own personal aspirations, you know, whether that is cementing an ending or a long-term commitment or getting ambitious about something, that door is open. On Sunday and Monday, the moon emotional energy comes and surrounds these activities and helps you really get into the heart of what it is you're doing and feel like you're one with what's going on here. And then on Tuesday, the 6th, there is that wild card energy, which is opportune again, which opens a door to some news, that you hear, or a talk that you have, a meeting that occurs, an agreement or a sale or something in writing or an interview. Excuse me. Or it can also open the door to something with a brother or sister or neighbor, or with vehicles or electronics, short trips or local activities. Then on Wednesday the 7th, Venus moves into your sign, bringing more love through you and around you and helping you express the love over the weeks ahead. It may bring a female into your scenario that is going to be beneficial for you. It may bring income flow focused on what you are doing for yourself. It may bring beauty in through yourself. Again, you know, this is through you, about you, for you, and it should help you in the weeks ahead. Mercury moving into Capricorn on the 2nd is going to set the stage where you're going to be turning your thoughts to the 12th house matters. And the 12th house has to do with your past lives and your karmic connections. It has to do with your spirituality, prayer, meditation, or yoga. It can have to do with magical themes or psychic moments or talents. It has to do with healing and dealing with addictions and hospitals. It has to do with karmic romance. It has to do with your artistic talents, and projects, I should say, and any kind of research or development that you're involved in. So there's quite a bit here for you to be thinking about, and Mercury will help you get into talks with people or make decisions about these things, sign agreements, connect in some way over what you need to do about this stuff. And just realize it's going to be a longer story, because around the 19th with the Mercury retrograde, things are going to shift a little bit. You may pull back a little bit. You may return to something there. People from the past may come back around at that point in a stronger way. It's kind of your do-over during that phase. And that will take you up through January 8th, at which point you'll be able to move forward again into the next chapter. For Pisces, Mars is very active in the first 6 days of this month and starting today on the 1st. And, you know, this is kind of energy that can help you make things happen, get physically in there doing stuff, get passionate about it. And for Pisces, it is about those clandestine romances or romantic trysts. It is about past life karmic unions. It is about research and strategies, investigations and development. It is about healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals, your spiritual practices, your psychic abilities or magical moments, and your creative projects, artistic projects, I should say, you know, film, music, poetry, dance, painting, sculpture. You know, whichever one of those things that your life is calling to you to do right now, this energy is going to give you more momentum in this first week here to really make things happen. And so, you know, on the 1st, the door is open to something in one of those areas that you're doing that can kind of open up things financially or sexually or with the divorce or mortality issues in the mix. On Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, the door is open to what you can cement with a goal you have, or the career momentum, or that authority figure like the boss, the director, the teacher, the parent, the judge, the mentor. So figure out, you know, what you're doing and how you can cement that long term. On Sunday and Monday, the 4th and 5th, the moon comes together with this energy, so emotions really are kind of forming around the actions going on here with that artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, research development arena. And there is then the wild card on Tuesday the 6th that it opens the door to something tied to your income, or possessions, or purchases, or product, or sense of value in the scenario. And again, this is an opportunity aspect. So it may be something last minute or some new approach you have, but seems to really open the door here. And by Wednesday the 7th, Venus moves into this territory. And so for the rest of the month, going to help smooth things out with that karmic past life scenario, romantic clandestine scenario, the research, the development, the healing, the addiction, the hospital, the creative pursuit, artistic pursuit, or spiritual practices. And so Venus here may bring women or a woman on board who, you know, is the focal point or helps you in your pursuits. Venus might bring more love around what's going on, or income opportunities, or beauty themes to focus on. So like, you want to have a beauty procedure done at the hospital or retreat to a spa for your beauty theme, you know, then this is great. So there you have it. And then with Mercury moving into Capricorn on the 2nd, really going to set up a long trend here where you're going to be turning your thoughts more towards your personal aspirations, but really towards the social sphere. So more talks and meetings and agreements and short trips and local activities and offers and decisions, writing, interviews, whatever. Focusing, connecting with your friends or what you're doing with a group, or what you're doing online, or with a charity, or astrology, or social networking, or with events and parties and gatherings, or your own freedom, or original ideas and aspirations. And so as Mercury starts to turn your thoughts to this, and you start to hear from people and get in there with people moving forward, just realize that by the 19th, there can either be like a reversal, or somebody pulling back, or somebody, more people from the past coming back around, or those past ideas and opportunities coming back around. And your chance for a do-over for the rest of the month and up through the 8th. And so you want to just kind of feel your way through it, take it slow, get in there, connect, and see where it goes. So that's it, guys. This is an incredibly active, mostly positive first week. We haven't had this much going for us in a while, so I say dive in. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, and I will be back next week, same time. Have a great week.